Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We, of course, broadcast live from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to Evan Thomas. He gets us up and running and motivated and twitching every morning. And thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Wednesday.
Great day, beautiful morning, and just a wonderful, it's going to warm up all day. It's just beautiful stuff. And thanks to our executive producer, he is Mr. Dustin William Roach.
This is a Met team through June 2nd. They were 24-35. They finished 65-38, the best record in the majors. As the great Gary Cohen said, from 0-5 to OMG.
That's your guy, Book, David.
I like that line.
Yeah.
From 0-5 to OMG.
And thank you to our guy, Brandon Fryer, for his great work.
Like, how do we create an environment where they can outperform and do better? And I think that's the time we spend on it. We have to beat projections. We have to have players outperform. Because, like I said, ultimately, having players outperform, having players beat those projections, that's how you have the season that we want to have.
That's it. There's the key. Just outperform. It is a Layla Wednesday. Layla is here. Layla, what's going on? How you been?
Good morning.
I haven't seen you in
welcome back.
Almost, what, 6 months?
Yeah, this is my first time back in a month. It's been 83 years.
Almost 83.
Or Pete Rose. Was it 83 twice? Now I'm not sure.
Now you just reminded me again of Pete Rose. And Marshall Harris is here. Marshall!
Yeah, buddy.
What's up, guy?
What up? What up? What up?
It's all working well because we've also got Dan Bernstein.
83.
Man.
Yeah, well, didn't work.
Look at you two.
That's tough.
Look at you two. Look at the Philly connection.
Well, yeah, Marshall was there for a lot longer than me, but that is where I met Mars Hall, as I call him.
Yeah, Layla knew me back when I used to go out 8 nights a week.
That he did.
But
I may not have been outside.
Now only 6?
No, 5. Cut that way down. Maybe one to two. 1 to 2.
Really?
Yeah, and usually one of those two, if it's two, is a daytime activity.
What is this nighttime stuff you're
like
talking
I said,
about?
Daytime activities, Molly. Daytime activities.
Hmm. Yeah, this is like 5 o'clock for Molly right now.
Oh, yes. I will. It's closer to 4. I will have a cup of tea. And then
be one of those like.
You'll go across the pond?
The cup that refreshes. Wasn't that hilarious?
It's a charming phrase.
No. Y'all have this all wrong. The across the pond is timeless. Like, everybody understands. You could. A 15-year-old would know what across the pond means.
I know.
Would they?
I thought David's reaction was on.
I loved it.
David was me, and I was David when Mully said that.
Yeah. It was just. We had a couple of texters who agreed. TJ Edwards told you guys that next you go across the pond.
Yes.
I just laughed at it. It reminded me of, you know, like Carrick Fergus or some old Irish song, you know. But the wave is high and I can't swim over.
Wow.
You know what I'm hearing?
The pond. Let's get it.
I am hearing the travel bug calling ye Mully.
Why don't
that's
I go
what
to
I
London,
hear.
Mitch?
Yeah, that's what that
should.
Is.
I think you should.
That's what we're learning.
Oh, that was game from London, right?
That's a whole interactive experience if you do that. Like, there's got to be a Score camera following you around and you've got to do all the touristy stuff and, you know, go tickle the nose of the beef eaters and all that.
Everyone here has been to London, right?
I have not.
Oh, yeah.
Who hasn't been to London?
I
just went to Europe for the first time last year.
You've not been to London?
That surprises
we
me.
Talked
I've not been to Ireland.
Marshall?
But didn't you plan a trip to London? We had a long conversation. I wasted an email.
No. That was for Beth and Zoe.
Okay.
So they went and that was her graduation trip.
Was that Taylor Swift?
Is that Taylor Swift? No, that.
Dude, London? For people, it is cheaper to go to London to go to Taylor Swift than it is.
Yeah. Oh no, it can be. Somebody saw her
even after the airfare.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah, no, they went to Arizona.
That's crazy.
They saw the first show of the last tour in Glendale. And now they're going later this month to New Orleans to see her at the Superdome.
You get into international adventures, Molly. When was the last time you went overseas?
I have not been overseas. I haven't been across the pond in quite some time.
Mm, that also surprises me.
Yeah. No, I've been grounded.
You're on a no-fly list?
I'm on a no-fly list. That's true, but that's not why.
Okay, why?
Money.
Oh, what are you? That's all.
My wife tells me we have children in college, so I'm not allowed to travel. That's
just to remind you.
She just told me that the other day. I was
tuition is not
what
cheap.
Are you talking about? What children?
College tuition is quite the buzzkill when you bring it up in conversation like that.
Some people call it birth control.
College tuition. That's funny.
Yeah, well, too late for that.
Well, I mean, I believe it was... Samuel Johnson, who said, if a man is tired of London, he's tired of life, which...
And Samuel Boswell, Jackson said, I hope James, he burns in hell.
James Boswell wrote it.
Molly, I really did appreciate London. I was there for a whole month.
That's great.
Covering the 2012 Olympics. Now, I worked more than one would like to do when they're on a trip such as that, but... I really enjoyed London. The one thing is I had to like go hunting for food because like what?
Yeah, they have
what?
The food it's gotten a lot better.
It's better. It's like you can find good food because it's obviously a world class city. But the standard fare.
When I was a kid, we would go there and
I'd eat nothing but Indian food if I was.
I was just gonna say you could eat Chinese, you could eat Indian.
Yeah, and that's the thing. They have all the things, but if you go standard English fare. Dog. That's a hard pass for me.
What, Scotch egg.
Eel pie doesn't do it for you? You don't want an eel pie?
Fish and chips, if you can get it. That's okay.
Yeah. That's that thing.
Go to Wigan and get, what are they, the Bobby Ed and the Smack Barm with the pee wet?
For someone who's never been, you got a lot of London in you.
Yeah.
Right
I've watched some videos about people who eat in London, and it's that Wigan chippery. Where it's literally the sandwich is a French fry sandwich with green pea juice drizzled on it.
No.
I was in London and I'd gone to a soccer game and then we went to the chippy after and there were these two guys from like Leeds or somewhere and they were just incredulous that they could not get curry sauce for their chips. And the guy kept saying, no curry sauce. No curry sauce for chips. Like he nearly had like a seizure. It was
like
so
you're
funny.
In a Monty Python.
Oh, it was like
but
right
the curry,
out of Python.
The curry sauce is that orange like House of Parliament stuff, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
It's not like an actual Indian.
It might be an Indian curry.
Yeah, ish. Okay.
But it's very.
I don't think it has the same kick. I think it's got that English bland to it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, listen, they've got like. There are so many good Indian restaurants in England.
It's no doubt.
Best food you get there.
But the same way we Americanize everything as far as like Italian, Mexican, like they do that in London too to a lot of things. Is what I found.
I do giggle when hear people say things have kick and that translates to like some pepper.
Just like a tad pinch of flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I eat jalapenos.
Is that your London accent, Marshall?
That was pretty good.
That's all I got. Yeah, okay. Don't ask me to go back and get in that bag.
I just want to make sure that was
raised in the deep South. That's all I can give
you. It's good from Alabama.
Yeah,
it's nice.
How are you handling the various goings on?
Layla's bursting with Bears thoughts because it's been a while. So Receipts Rahimi has got the notebook and thoughts on both the Bears and the Cubs that are going to come screaming out of the gate today. Mike Florio at 11. The Philly connection is completed with Angelo Cataldi at 11:45.
Wow.
GOAT.
How about that? The Philly, the voice of Philly.
That's my guy.
I'm going to figure out at noon what I'm missing about this Bears game because I'm apparently missing something. It's possible the answer is because I'm an idiot, but we shall see. And the Sanchez is going to join us at 1 o'clock. Mark Sanchez, who did the Bears game for Fox Adam Amin, is going to be our guest.
He'll coach you up.
We'll also have Fresh Floose and Fresh Caleb Sound.
Have a great show.